Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Sports Day. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. Turn it up. It's Sports Day with Dan Day.
Brings up a good point. Florida State did get absolutely screwed. But you have to feel as though if you're a fan of the Miami Hurricanes, if the roles were reversed, you'd have gotten equally as screwed.
Oh, yeah, they would have definitely. This would have happened. The only team this might have not happened to in the ACC probably would have been Clemson.
Because of their pedigree.
Because of their pedigree. And, you know, yeah, that's basically it. But if this was UM, say this was UM and TVD was having a great year, gets hurt, and then Emory comes in, wins a game. And then you beat your rival. Say that the Florida State game was the last game of the season instead of the, you know, 2 weeks prior. This would have happened. And then you go and you beat Louisville.
Yep, it would have happened.
This would have happened to you guys, and I know you guys would have been pissed.
Now, here's the question. Let's say the roles were reversed and it was Alabama and their starting quarterback got hurt and they went undefeated, they'd be in no matter what.
They'd be like, this is
because they're in the SEC.
Because of Nick.
And they're in the SEC and everything like
and
that.
And Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Now, a question that was asked, like I said, I got to give a shout out to Stephen A for this, was that if that was Deion Sanders instead of Mike Norvell as the coach.
Now, that's different.
Doesn't believe they would be had the. They would have kept Florida State out.
I agree.
And that's, you know, because this is the thing. What you're telling me is, and this year, and this is what I hate. What you're telling me is these kids and that coaching staff don't, you're giving them 3 weeks to prepare for a team that they can't win?
Man, Florida State earned, they did everything they were supposed to do. They still have a great defense. They still have weapons. They won games. I mean, shouldn't that count for something, that you can win games with your backup and your third string quarterback? That doesn't count for anything? Still winning? I don't know. And this is what they say. Now, Jordan Travis, of course, his injury was horrific. But let's say it didn't look so bad on TV. You're rewarding Mike Norvell to come out and be like, oh, he might play again. Yeah, sure. We'll have him ready if we make the playoffs. If he lied, would Florida State maybe have gotten in? I don't think so. I think they won.
They won.
Alabama.
I don't care what Alabama. I mean, if you really think about it, they could have beaten Louisville 40-0. They still would have.
The committee wants who they want.
The committee want, and the committee
get what they get.
And the committee is not going to keep an SEC team out of the college football playoffs.
No.
What was nasty though was that a lot of the people in the committee, remember, for five of them were from the ACC. So I don't know if this is
How do you sleep at night?
I don't know if this is retribution for Florida State saying that they want to bounce. You know what? And shout out to our boy Richie, man. Richie was always saying that the guy team should go to the SEC. I understand. You know what? I agree with him. Florida State and UM should go to the SEC now.
100%.
I wasn't on board with it. I'm on board with it now because you could see that they're trying. This would have happened to UM. This happened to Florida State. This would have happened to anyone. And that's nasty work.
I've been saying it for months. Miami, Florida State, come on. Let's go to the SEC. It's going to be inevitable. So why wait? Well, I probably can't get out of the contract, but nonetheless, you know how that goes. Let's get into some headlines real quick, and let's talk about what's happening in the world. Tyreek Hill says he'll buy an Aston Martin V12 when he passes the 2,000-yard receiving mark. Notice I said not if, but when he passes the 2,000 receiving mark. Dolphins face the Titans Monday at 8:15. A couple things from
now,
that.
Now, is he saying that he's going to buy, or is he saying it to throw it out there so that maybe the team buys it for him or somebody else buys it to him? Aston Martin gives it to him for free for accomplishing something that's never been done before.
He might be manifesting.
Yeah,
he's
manifesting. Good job.
I don't blame him.
Good job.
It's like you and me sometimes. We talk about what we want and maybe we get it. Sometimes we don't.
You
know, I'm not talking about at work here at the radio station. I'm talking about in the world, like, you know, free drinks at Duffy's and Plantation or something like that, you know. Just stuff like that. But the Dolphins, look, Tyreek Hill, all he has to do is stay on his average of yards per game for the rest of the season, and he is going to break that 2,000-yard receiving mark. He has been fantastic. They play a pretty sad Titans team this Monday. Should be a pretty easy – when I say easy win, Vlad, it should be double-digit win.
Is Derrick Henry playing?
He's in concussion protocol, but they're expecting most likely that he will play.
Okay.
Now, that's one thing that's scary because they could take the air out of the ball with Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I want to see
That's a way to ground an offense.
Way to stop an offense from performing. Keep them on the sideline.
Yes.
You know?
You win the opening toss, we will receive. You're not going to defer, we will receive.
There's some good matchups.
We are not giving those guys the ball. Seriously.
D-Hop versus the Dolphins secondary.
Good news, too. It looks like Javon Holland is getting more and more healthy, so he might be playing Monday. Although they might be resting him for the Big Three final games. We know those Big Three games are circled on everybody's calendar. Christmas Eve, Dallas. New Year's Eve, Baltimore. Possibly January 7th. Could get flexed to January 6th, my birthday, against the Bills. But we'll see. I always believe in playing. The Canes, they got robbed. No, they didn't. They're going to be playing Rutgers December 28th in the Pinstripe Bowl. I know a lot of people here in South Florida thinking about making that trip. I mean, New York City.
When is it?
Yankee Stadium.
What day?
December 28th.
You might want to spend New Year's in the city.
Not a bad idea. Don't go to Times Square. It's too much. It's too crazy.
Yeah, don't do the tourist stuff.
It's like going to New Orleans for Mardi Gras. That's too much, man. It's Mardi Gras every day. Just calm down. But that wouldn't be a bad trip right there, man.
That's not a bad trip for the holidays.
Bad trip last night for the Heat. They lost to the Cavs 111-99. When Kyle Lowry and Josh Richardson lead your team with 17 points, you know you're having some issues. Bam did not play. That is, I guess, good news in a way. Not all. Nonetheless, Heat, they got back-to-back games against the Hornets Monday and Wednesday. Monday, 7:30. Wednesday, 7 o'clock.
Monday in Charlotte, Wednesday at home.
Okay. So it's 7 o'clock Monday, 7:30 on Wednesday. Got to do right against the Hornets. That's all I know. Did you know Inter Miami, they're going to tour Asia in February?
Yes, we knew about that after the end of the season. We just didn't know who they were going to play and when they were going to play.
One team for sure, the Hong Kong national team.
It's like a bunch of all-stars, right?
I mean, there can't be a bunch of true nationals out there balling like Qatar, you know.
Yeah.
Panthers did defeat the Penguins 3-1 last night. They face the Blue Jackets in Columbus tomorrow. A little matinee at 1 o'clock.
You can hear it here.
Speaking of matinees, 15th-ranked Miami Hurricanes basketball team. They're going to host Colorado. Sans Deion Sanders and Shedeur Sanders. That is tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
You can hear it on 790?
You can hear it on 790. Musica Libre.
Okay.
I'm going to be playing some Latin jams, and then bust right into Hurricanes basketball. Nothing says Latin reggaeton like Joe Zagacki's dulcet tones on your radio. And Danny Rabinowitz, too. Two guys that are all about the deep, deep South Florida community. Copa America had its draw for groups. The United States will be bunched with Uruguay, Panama, and Bolivia. Hard Rock Stadium will host the overall final, and two group stage matches. One of them's going to be between Argentina and Peru. The other one, Uruguay and Panama. We're going to get into this.
Oh, all right. So
I want to go to a game.
I want credential for
tonight. If you and I weren't so busy, Colombia versus Venezuela, Dry Pink Stadium, friendly. I would like to get friendly at that. Colombia versus Venezuela?
It's going to be a lot of straws.
I almost said a word that begins with this. Well, you know, I almost said the cone word that I'm often almost about to drop on the radio. Mm-mm-mm. You and I could do some damage at that bad boy.
What are you, a bear?
I'm sorry?
What are you, a bear?
A bear?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
I mean, you know bears.
I hope I'm not thinking of the term that you're thinking
of.
I mean,
that's your favorite term.
Bear.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of maybe like the Wilt Manners type bear. That's the only bear that I can come to mind right now. I'm not definitely not a bear, if you know me. If you're watching on
definitely
Twitch.
Definitely not going to Wilt Manners for no bear.
Oh, you be careful out there, Vlad.
Might end up bear, but you know. No, but no, that's going to be a that's going to be a match, a good friendly. And the weather's nice, so yeah, it's going to be good.
Very friendly.
Good food.
Well, yeah. Good people.
Good atmosphere.
Yeah, good people.
A lot of gasolina.
Gasolina? Oh, I could think of another Ina word, but I'm not going to say it. I don't know about you, Vlad, but I'm loving this in-season NBA tournament, the final set.
Meh.
Who saw it coming? Indiana defeats Milwaukee. The Lakers, they did not defeat the Pelicans. They murdered the Pelicans.
Fam, we got to talk about your squad.
Woo!
they got. That was another mile.
They were lucky they only lost by 44 points.
Dude, what's wrong with Fatty? What's wrong with him?
He's up and down.
You think?
First of all, don't call him Zion Williamson Fatty. Second of all, he's up and down.
So what do you want me to call him?
Don't call him Fatty. Thick? Because when he gets done with that Supermax with the Pelicans, you know what team he's winding up with.
Yeah, I don't want him if he's coming in looking like, you know, son of Lawrence Taylor.
I'm trying to take care of his ladies and his babies.
Nah, well, he's not. I mean, I know that puts a lot of stress on you, but you can't be eating like that no more, man. No, that puts stress on
it's
you.
His body type.
Nah, he's got to stop. That was ridiculous, bro. That was ridiculous. He don't look right.
Pelicans always get the best of their guys. Always get the
I
best
like
of them.
I like B.I. CJ's, you know, he's fitting his role.
Herb Jones is fantastic.
You got Alvarado, who's an annoyance. You know,
love him, man. Yeah. Did you see? That's the worst thing, man. He said if he won that $500,000, straight to his two children's college fund.
Well, guess what? You know who didn't care about that? Fatty
LeBron
McDunks.
James. Oh. LeBron James had a little something.
No, Fatty McDunks didn't care about that.
He had a rough game, man.
He had a rough two games. That Sacramento game, they bailed his ass out.
Yeah.
He did nothing. And then he's sitting there, hey, what are you guys going to do if you win the NBA Cup? Tournament. And then he's laughing, man. We're going to wild out.
How about no more wilding out for you?
Exactly.
You've wild out enough with women, with children,
with food,
with whatever else you're doing. Switch it up a little bit. Oh, you saw LeBron James hand your you-know-what to you. Learn from that man.
How can you be the face of the league when you see the present face at 39 years old? He's going to be 39 in 21 days.
Okay.
Or in 22 days. And you can't get in shape, bro? You can't leave the Wendy's
dude when he
Junior Bacon Deluxe alone.
I want to see a documentary on him like 10 years after he retires. Woo! Nonetheless, are you going to watch a championship game?
Why tonight? He's going to look like Nate Newton?
That's what I'm saying. He's going to be tractor trailer.
He's going to be a nose tackle.
Are you going to watch a championship game tonight between the Lakers?
Of course,
and the Pacers?
I'm gambling on
the
it.
The Pacers are one of the funnest teams to watch, though.
Over,
man.
Take the over and the total.
That Tyrese Halliburton.
Tyrese is very
that
good.
That guy can ball. Can't play defense. No, they don't try. You know?
You know what I hate? This is what
where
I hate.
Where did he play college at? Is another
thing. I forgot where he played college at. And it was a decision that Sacramento had to make that was a tough decision. Because they drafted De'Aaron Fox.
He's from Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
And then the following year, they drafted Tyrese Halliburton. And
Iowa State.
Yeah, Iowa State always got great athletes, man. That's a slept on school.
He's from Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Or at least he was born in Oshkosh.
He looks like an Oshkosh guy.
Oshkosh yeah. Begosh, you know? That dude can ball,
but
man.
He can ball. He's got a great, lot of young guys, athletic and who can shoot. You know, fellow Haitian, Mathuron.
Represent.
You know, Benedict Mathuron.
Family.
Miles Turner, still doing
great
things.
Great player. I wish we'd have gotten him with the Heat, man. God, we're so close. Two guys I really regret not getting.
Bruce Brown.
Not Bruce Brown.
Who got that ring and then he got the money. And he was like, I'm out.
Think of the two guys I regret, and besides Damian Lillard, Kevin Durant, the two guys I really regret that we could have possibly gotten if we really tried.
Who, D. Mitchell and Miles Turner?
Yes, sir.
Both of them?
Both of them. We needed Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero's just as good as Donovan Mitchell.
When is Tyler coming back?
Who knows? Right before the trade deadline? I don't know. I didn't say that. Don't worry about it. Ball out for these next four games, Tyler. Get that stock up. No, I'm joking. We love you, Tyler. Represent until we die. Can't get rid of you. Man. You know, you saw what Donovan Mitchell did last night, too. Balled.
That trade deadline's going to be crazy for the NBA.
Dude, Tyler's already sweating. Like, Tyler's... This team, well, they're not winning.
Fans,
without,
yo, no.
They're not.
Let me tell you this.
Winning without, I don't know.
If they win another, like, who they play, and they got some winnable games.
They got some winnable games. Let's say they win seven out of the next ten.
Hold on. Let's
see. Bam gets healthy. Jimmy keeps balling. Man, I just know OKC's got a lot of guys. Tyler Hero in Oklahoma City. Wow. It's sadistic, but that would be hilarious for me, nonetheless. Got some winnable games ahead of you.
How long is he out for?
We don't know. It's indefinite.
So what? Say another 2 weeks?
Maybe.
Is he going to be back before the new year?
Yeah. Oh, man, I keep forgetting it's December. Let's say New Year's, around New Year's. I'll say that. I'm just saying that. I'm speculating. That does not mean that he's going to be back. But I would.
Yeah, it's just speculation. All right, the Heat are 12-10 right now.
Yeah, I know. Got beat.
Okay,
by the
so they got back to. They got a home and home with Charlotte.
Yeah,
got
to win.
They got two games against Chicago. That's another good thing.
Chicago's not that good either.
No, but the great thing about the Heat, they've played Chicago two games already on the road, and then they're going to play two games with them at home, and then they're done with Chicago.
That's good. I don't know if that's good.
I think that's kind of good. You don't want to go to a cold city back-to-back, like, again. Chicago's a great city, but, you know.
I love Chicago.
Big game against Minnesota two Mondays from now.
Minnesota's very good. Very good.
And here's a big game. You can't sleep on them no more.
Oh,
the Orlando Magic, December 20th.
They shut me up, man, because I've made fun of them a lot. That Paolo Banchero, he can ball, man.
All right, so before they start their West Coast trip, which is December 28th, they head to Golden State. They head to San Francisco. And then, of course, the obligatory end of the year.
Utah?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I got to sit through another New Year's Eve Utah game.
At least you're not going to have New Year's Eve this year. It's December 30th.
I'm going to be in St. Augustine anyway, so
they'll be
at your boy.
They'll be in L.A. for New Year's. That's good. Maybe Gabe might show them around.
He's got nothing else to do.
He ain't doing nothing. Another Heat.
Well, we lost that guy. We should have paid him.
I tell you,
you and I were both on the wagon of let him go.
Laker players, I mean, Heat players that go to L.A., they know how to get the bag and not play.
Woo!
So, okay, let me see. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. There's 10 games before the end of the year.
You win 7 of those 10.
You win 7 of those 10 without without Tyler.
And if Bam gets healthy and plays.
Well, I think it'll be back. Yeah, win Bam 7 of those 10 without Tyler. He's got to start thinking that, February I'm getting traded.
That sweat starts pouring down his face, but you're not even playing. He's sweating, though, man. Sweating it out tonight, maybe, maybe not. Heisman Trophy ceremony at 8. Finalists, LSU's Jaden Daniels, represent. Washington's Michael Penix Jr., like him. Oregon's Bo Nix, he's 150 years old. Congratulations to him. And Ohio State's Marvin Harrison Jr., very bad man. I like him. I like most of them. I don't really like Bo Nix too much. He's married. He's 50. He's played with every team under the sun. Played with Auburn. I don't know why I'm hating Bo Nix. That's odd. Jaden Daniels is going to win, though. And I'm not just saying that because I'm an LSU guy. My wallet says Jaden Daniels, not just my heart. Am I right? MLS Cup final today, by the way. Inter-Miami could have been in it, but they started too slow, and then they got messy. 4 o'clock, defending champ LAFC versus the Columbus Crew. I'm going for LAFC. That's just me. Oh, and
you want back-to-back?
I wouldn't mind it. LAFC, they're one of the teams I like in MLS. Inter-Miami, LAFC, Portland Timbers, St. Louis City. I don't know. And I know you're going to be very interested in this, Vlad. The Marlins.
The Vlads?
If there were a Vlads, that would be an interesting.
Oh, my God. The Vlads.
The Marlins have re-signed pitcher Devin Smeltzer to a minor league deal.
Why would I want to re-sign Devin Smeltzer?
I don't know if there's anybody covering
like
this right now.
The guy's name,
Let's
Smeltzer.
Get into this. Hold on. Let's get into the minutia of this. The Marlins have re-signed pitcher Devin Smeltzer to a minor league deal. Whew. Dodged a bullet on that one. Speaking of dodging bullets, let's real quick take a step into the day spa. A 20-year-old woman has been faking an illness for weeks in order to avoid her boyfriend who plans on proposing to her as soon as she is healthy again.
Yo, shorty, why don't you just say you don't want to get married? Why you faking like you're sick?
Baby, you're still sick? Oh, man, I'm sitting on this ring. You know what she needs to do now? One of two things.
She needs to bounce.
She either needs to bounce or she needs to fake her own death.
Nah.
Either way, problem solved.
Nah. She just needs to tell him, like, look, I'm not ready to get married. It's all good.
Throughout my life.
Now, here's the problem. If he's one of those that's braggadocious going around town, like letting everybody know, hey, I'm going to propose to her.
You be my woman.
You know what I'm saying?
Make an honest woman.
You know, I don't want him to be that tool that. He doesn't know what's going on. He can't read between the lines. Everybody knows she's not going to marry with you. She's probably slept around.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Maybe that's why she's sick.
Maybe she's pregnant with somebody else's kid. All speculation.
Thank you for filling in the gaps there, Vlad.
All speculation. Maybe she got a bun in the oven and he wasn't the cook.
That opens up a different can of worms.
Oh, a different can of something. But, nah, she needs to tell because he sounds like a tool. Sounds like a good guy. One of those good guys finished last type of guy.
Well,
probably got a good job, probably $80,000, probably really holds it down and stuff like that. But she's for the streets.
Love women that are for the streets. Lesson learned, never get married. The Dolphins, they may be number one in the AFC right now, but still not getting their respect. We'll discuss that next here on Sports Day 560 WQAM.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Only the finest at Austin Burke.
Guys, Laura Piana, Zania, all the best fabrics in the world. The holiday is here. We got blue jeans, beautiful unconstructed sport coats starting at $119. I got linen shirts starting at $59, dress shirts, ties, the whole nine yards. When you want the best and you want to pay less, there's only one place, Austin Burke. Come on down to 2601 Northwest 6th Avenue.
Did you know you can listen to us on your smart speaker? Just ask your device to play WQAM. All our shows, all our games, all our shenanigans. WQAM on your smart speaker.
Talk to me, man. It's your boy, Young Hope.
Miami Dolphins. Top seed right now in the AFC. They win out. They get that first round bye. And everything to the Super Bowl goes through Miami. And then a trip to Vegas, which is always nice. I know Vlad's excited about that, even though we can gamble right there at the Hard Rock Casino now. I went to Sophie Tucker the other night. I was going to go look at the sports book. It wasn't open yet, but kind of got caught up, you know.
You're going to get caught up, man.
I mean, a Dare nightclub? What do you think I was going to do? But nonetheless, let's not digress.
Yeah, so, man. And by the way, that was Jay-Z. So happy belated Hove. Ooh. His birthday was this past Monday.
I did see that he had a birthday.
Yeah. The man is 54.
Oh, man.
And WQAM legend, Paulie the White Guy Bauer.
Oh!
Yeah, you know, if you remember the Dirty Boys back in the day, you remember Paul. That's my boy. Shout out, happy birthday. He's going with me to go see Scarface.
Oh, man. Got some things going on.
Yeah, we got things going on.
We got one more segment. In the last segment, we're going to
Have fun. But yeah,
we'll
man.
Get into it. We'll talk
Super Bowl sports. Plans for the Dolphins, man.
Make that trip now.
Come on, bro. If having the Super Bowl in Vegas, isn't that the greatest part?
It should be there pretty like you know, bro, it's going to be part of the rotation. There's a rotation.
Oh,
New Orleans, Miami, Las Vegas,
Arizona.
It used to be San Diego, yeah. But now
LA's
got to be one. Yeah, it's got to be.
Phoenix, Glendale. And probably Dallas.
Look, put everybody on a rotation, and then every once in a while slip in, you know, whoever else wants to bid, like Kansas City or somebody.
No, I don't want none of that. No. I don't want none of that. They got places. Let me tell you, the top 10. New Orleans, Miami.
Mm-hmm. Vegas.
Well, Vegas has moved.
Vegas is climbing. In. We're going to talk about climbing.
Vegas and LA have moved in. And Phoenix, Glendale.
I mean, I just don't like that it's indoors. Hey, although Vegas is going to be
what
indoors
do you mean?
Too.
All the Super Bowls are damn indoors.
Miami's somewhat indoors. Okay, I don't know why I'm hating all of a sudden.
Dallas, they got to do it because of Jera.
Yeah, in the stadium.
By the way, I love how everybody's listening. Like, what's wrong with Vlad? And I'm just using the accents of the cities and the people. You got to do it for Jera, for Jerry. Atlanta, you got to have it in Atlanta. No, you have to have it in Atlanta.
Mm.
Yeah, man, Atlanta's it's a major city, bro. It's a major city.
What do you do there?
Oh, there's things to do.
No, I mean, other than the adult things that we know about, you get naked, women totally naked, and you get hot wings. And
what's wrong with that?
I know.
And then
but
you go
what
to
saying, like,
and then you go to
for God fearing men like myself.
You go to Waffle House. You go to Waffle House at 3 a.m. and it's a still party going on. Yes, sir. All right then.
But I mean, I can eat Waffle House. I can go down 441.
It ain't the Waffle that. Man, please.
I haven't been yet.
Waffle House in Atlanta is totally different
than
Waffle House anywhere else.
That's true. I mean, that's where it started.
And Houston. Houston's another city.
Mm-hmm.
Houston, Dallas. You got what?
Papado's? Is that what you're doing?
You know how many strip clubs?
I know, yeah. No, they have strip clubs. I mean, you got strip clubs anywhere. I go to strip clubs.
They're not as good. Listen, strip clubs everywhere. But
so
if it ain't
big leagues.
If it ain't Hotlanta, if it ain't H-Town,
okay,
or if it ain't
Power
the
rankings.
MIA.
We're going to get into football power rankings. Power rank strip club cities. Go. Las Vegas.
No.
Miami.
No. Power rank is number one. Power rank is number one is Miami.
Oh. I didn't know.
Bias.
Bikini Bar is not that
Local
great.
Local City Bias. Number two Bikini is Houston. Number three is Atlanta. Four is Vegas.
Okay. Man, Vegas has been slipping.
Eh.
Okay. Been there, done that. Let's get into the NFL power rankings. Now, the Miami Dolphins may be top team in the AFC, but ESPN has their power rankings out. They are the top team power ranked-wise in the AFC, but they are definitely not the top-ranked team in the power rankings for ESPN. Do you want to guess, Vlad, who is number one?
San Fran.
How'd you guess?
Because they mollywhopped the freaking Eagles the other night.
Was that in Philadelphia?
That was in Philly. Ooh. Oh, Rocky shed a tear.
Once again, man. A game does not make a season. A season does not make a game. Philadelphia said, we'll see you in the one that counts.
Yeah, I don't think Philly wants to see that. Listen, did
I
you
want
see
that smoke,
fam? Did you see what did I tell you? Okay,
I'll bet on Philadelphia,
ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, you have my attention.
When Vlad says something,
78% of the time,
97% of the time. I like 78. That was the year I was born. I like that though.
Yeah, I got you right.
96% of the time is right.
Really?
What have I always told you about a certain article of clothing? If you see somebody wear this article of clothing,
Black Air Force Ones,
do not mess with that man
who did
or
that?
Person.
Who did that?
Because they're about business and they're about to serve you an ass whooping.
Brock Purdy?
Debo Samuel did that.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Debo Samuel was talking all the trash?
Well, it's like pulling out a gun in a knife fight. You're going to use
man.
It. You're going to use it.
He wore Black Air Force Ones.
Kill that man.
In the pregame.
You're going to kill that man.
Working out.
Uh-huh. He knows. He knows.
And what did he do? He proceeded to athletically kill the San Francisco 49ers.
He did do that. It was nasty.
Oh,
it was nasty.
It was bodies everywhere. Stacking bodies and scoring touchdowns.
They even punched the security guard in the face.
Big Dom got peace.
Homeboy got punched in the face and got kicked off the team.
Oh, man. It was nasty work.
That's how bad it is. You get punched in the face and you get suspended.
Oh, my God. The San Francisco 49ers, they punked you, Philly.
I don't like the 49ers.
Sorry, Trevor. They punked you guys.
Oh, no.
But okay. They needed to, though. They needed that win more.
San Francisco, number one in the power rankings. Can you argue? Whatever. Number two. I guess you can make a good argument. It's the Philadelphia Eagles. They did beat the Miami Dolphins, so in a way they are still
have the best record in the NFL.
Right, right. They got punked, though. Number three are Miami Dolphins at 9-3. They're up six spots. Pleasant surprise, and let's give this man some credit, Vlad. You and I talked about it. We said, hypothetically at the beginning of the season, what if Austin Jackson plays well? Tua has less to worry about. And at the time, it was a very hypothetical. I would have bet a lot of my money. I'm trying to think of a percentage. At least 30% of my money that Austin Jackson was going to be a free agent at the end of the season looking for a team that would take his sorry ass. Man, I was wrong. I think a lot of people were wrong. Austin Jackson got paid the other day. 36 over 3 years now. He said he ain't waiting for free agency. He's staying here.
And
he's
a young pup. Remember, he signed when he was 20, right? Like, everybody was shocked. Yeah, that was a good deal.
On draft night, the very first thing they said, this guy's a project. It's going to take time. Well, we thought project take time one season. It took a little longer, but man, it is paying dividends now. Let's see what the ESPN Power Rankings have to say about our Miami Dolphins. Jackson flashed potential in 2022, but he wasn't on the field long enough to see it come to fruition. After playing two games last season, Jackson has not missed a snap for the Dolphins in 2023 and has anchored quarterback Tua Tagovailoa's blindside. Miami declined Jackson's fifth-year option as a 2020 first-round pick, instead asking him to prove himself. After an inconsistent start of NFL career, he has done so far in 2023, and now he has got that multi-year contract. He is one of the major reasons, and you were right. Now, Vlad, when you said how many percentage amount of the time are you right, 97?
96.
You said Teron Armstead was going to miss time this year, maybe a minimum of 5-6 games. I said, nah, man, he'll find a way to be healthy. Man, was I wrong about that also.
Death, taxes, and Teron Armstead missing at least 5 games in a season.
But now we got Austin Jackson. I can't believe I'm saying this. Now we've got Austin Jackson as one of the best offensive linemen in the league. In the league. Number three overall. Ahead of the Baltimore Ravens, who are number four. Oh, yeah, by the way, number five, Dallas Cowboys. Two of the three teams we're going to finish off the season with as at the end. Oh, Buffalo Bills, number nine. Still don't want to give up on the Bills. 6-6. Got a hell of a schedule ahead of them. Can't give up on those Buffalo Bills, can you? Green Bay Packers have an easy schedule, and they're 6-6. No one's ranting and raving about them. Jordan Love's actually looked pretty good, right, Vlad?
He's played very well.
Oh! just as I'm scrolling, seeing things, one thing that you and I were both very correct about, before a snap of the season, I like that C.J. Stroud. I think he's going to be a big-time quarterback.
I've been giving you your props and your flowers for that.
I thought you were on the train with me.
No. I thought he was all right. I just thought maybe a lot of I'm not going to lie. He didn't look like the brightest bulb in the
socket.
Well,
he still might not be. But like Terry Bradshaw said, you ain't got to be the smartest guy in the world to play quarterback in the NFL.
And that might have been just because of the rumors of that Wonderlic test that he took and stuff like that. Here's the thing. And also, the team that I support, the players that they've selected from that university have never panned out. And their quarterbacks never panned out at Ohio State.
But your team's not even in the power rankings.
We're not joking.
They just took them out.
It's only top 10.
You have to admit the Jets are a dumpster fire of a mess.
Oh, no.
I told you, Tim Boyle, how you going to love Vanilla Ice get you? I told you, most winnable game on the schedule, Jets, Tim Boyle. He's not even on the team anymore.
No, we had to cut him. Man, listen, man. We four plays in. That's it. It's just been four plays in.
But now you get a good draft pick.
Maybe. And hopefully.
You'll be hell to deal with next year, but we'll worry about next year.
I don't care about next year right now. I got to deal with now. But 9-3, Monday night.
Do you believe?
What, with the Dolphins?
Yeah.
I got to see that Cowboys game.
Those last three games will say a lot.
If they can go 2-1 in those last three.
I think they go 1-2. They've proven it to me.
I don't know about 1-2 because to me, 1-2, that means four of your losses have been.
And you're not elite.
Elite, but it's just, you know what I mean?
I'll tell you this. I think Dallas, Christmas Eve, that's a toss-up game.
Well, here's the thing. Dallas loses Sunday night to Philadelphia. I'm calling this the Battle of the Fraud Bowl.
Oh.
Between Dallas and Dolphins. Because whoever wins, both teams will need that game just to get that narrative off their backs. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Monday night is a showcase game for the Dolphins.
Of course.
And I'm upset that for some damn reason.
It pissed me off.
The NFL has a second Monday night game. Again, in that Monday night game, the Giants and the Packers. Who gives a rat's ass?
Why? Why do I need to flip between channels? What are you doing?
So I'm upset with that. I thought this should have been a 100% Miami Titans game, and the showcase should be on Tua and Tyreek Hill, especially on Monday night. The nation's watching. Remember, Monday night, everybody's watching. Now you got two damn games to watch. And by the way, none of the teams are good except for Miami.
And would someone think about the Mannings? The Mannings have to watch both games at the same time and talk about them. That's too much work.
And you're not probably going to get Joe and Troy.
Mm.
You're probably going to get Orlovsky and Lewis Riddick and Fowler.
Whatever.
This game should have been a showcase for Tyreek, Tua, and the Dolphins.
Mike McDaniel. Austin Jackson.
Right. I'm being objective here. This should have really been a showcase for them. Bad enough. I mean, they're already on every Tuesday on HBO Max with the in-season. But this Monday night, that should have been.
I don't know what's going on.
That should have been Dolphins, Titans. The whole country watches this. Dolphins go out, showcase who they are, drop 30-plus on the Titans, and then you wait, you play us, you probably mollywop the Jets, and then 16, 17, and 18. Christmas Eve, whole nation's watching, 425.
420.
Oh, I'll be doing something at 420.
Oh, that's why you need that extra 5 minutes?
That's why I need that extra 5 minutes.
Okay, I got you.
So kickoff will be at 425. Burn-off will be at 420.
Smart move by the NFL, by the way. Very, very smart. Maybe make it 4:30. I could use an extra 10 minutes.
That's a great one. Burn off at 4:20. Mm-hmm. Kickoff at 4:25.
Perfect time.
Perfect time.
Make it 27. Give me a couple more minutes.
And then I really want to see, and if they were smart.
Nope.
You know they're not smart.
Nope.
They don't listen to Vlad and Dan.
Why do something that makes sense?
Baltimore, Miami should be flexed.
Absolutely.
Come on, bro.
Absolutely.
Who wants to see the Vikings and the Packers? I don't even know what the game is. I think it might be that game.
Midwestern special.
Nah. Baltimore, Miami, Sunday night, Tarico and Collinsworth, New Year's Eve.
That's something. That's something right
Dolphins
there.
Dolphins win, and you go into what? That, y'all, they got to put that New Year's Eve now. I need that for New Year's Eve.
It is for New Year's Eve.
No, I need that game's New Year's Eve night.
Oh, the night. Yeah, they'll flex it.
I need that flex for New Year's Eve night.
So you beat Dallas, you flex to the Baltimore Ravens.
You beat the Ravens. Yeah. And then
you beat the Bills.
You beat the Bills.
And you put everybody to bed.
You do that, you finish the season on like what, an 8-9 game winning streak?
You're everybody's darling. You're everybody's darling.
And you be the number one seed in the AFC?
Everything goes through Miami. Somewhat home field advantage. We've talked about this in the past. Somewhat home field advantage.
Yeah, it's not really a home field advantage.
Well, no, it's a home field advantage. It's just not as pronounced as maybe going up to Philadelphia
or New England. It's not a definite home field advantage. Bro, because here's the thing.
Okay, we'll debate that later.
I mean, it's not definite. The fan base from those other teams are going to come down.
That's true. They already live here. So
Most of them live over here, or they're going to come down. Oh, wait. Hey, we could go to Miami in January?
Hell yeah, man. Come on. South Beach, man. Yeah. Give me my white linen suit.
Shoot. Yeah.
Then they also think that Hard Rock Stadium is on South Beach, along with the Kaseya Center and Lone Depot Park and Dry Pink Stadium. They think everything's in South Beach, just like everything's on Bourbon Street, New Orleans.
I mean, it's not on South Beach, but those other arenas are at least a hop, skip, and a jump to South Beach.
Yeah.
Hard Rock Stadium is not a hop, skip, and a jump to South Beach.
Centrally located for Broward and Miami-Dade, unless you live down in like Palm Beach or... something like that. Tough times. We're going to close out the show. Get you ready for Army Navy. Go Army. Next, here on Sports Day 560 WQAM.
Yesterday's price is not today's price. Louis Song.
I am Dan Day. Making it happen here. Thank you so much for joining us. Army Navy is next. And when I say go Army, I do have a reason for that. I'm not anti-Navy, but my uncle actually went to West Point, so I cheer for Army. Now, one of my godfather's sons went to Annapolis, so I got love for both schools. Of course, everybody's got love for Army Navy, but I'm an Army guy because my uncle went to West Point for a little while before he got kicked out of there. So congratulations. Thanks, Uncle John. And I'm go Army. You know, are you an Army or Navy guy, Vlad? Do you have a side? Are you go competitive game?
I'm Air Force.
Okay, there you go. Vlad, Mr. 98%, we got you, man.
Air Force.
Tonight, don't wear no black Air Force Ones when you go on out to this Scarface 40th anniversary party. You know Al Pacino going to be there, and you know Al Pacino's got a mound to pitch from. And I'm just saying. He's not pushing T, push a ton. Talk some hip-hop knowledge on right there.
Funny. That's pretty funny.
I'm going out to Art Basel, or Art Basel. I call it Basel. I'm going to be probably hitting up some free drinks. Last night, it was champagne and orange juice for free.
Mimosas.
Oh, man. Talk about feeling it this morning, man. But I'm going to hopefully have something different to drink. But, I mean, those free drinks just keep flowing. You go look at art, you drink, you know. Do something. I'm already dressed for it. I put some cologne on this morning. So that's going to be cool. Army-Navy tonight is the game.
No, it's Army-Navy's in... We'll be in an hour.
Oh, I don't even know. I haven't slept
Lakers,
in 2 days.
Lakers, Pacers.
That was last weekend. Was
NBA in-season tournament.
I'm excited about
tonight.
That. Excited. Excited. Let's go Lakers.
Heisman Trophy will be announced tonight.
Let's go Jaden Daniels.
I think he should win it.
This year, like, I could see Michael. I would like to see Michael Penix win it also. I think, you know, he's been a great quarterback. He's been a great story. But Jaden Daniels is going to win.
Yeah, I think Jaden Daniels should win. And
if the Saints are listening, go ahead and draft him. Derek Carr, you're our guy for now.
And then what else we got? And then we got week 14 of the NFL season tomorrow.
It's going to be exciting. Of course, Dolphins are going to be playing Monday night. That is an 8:15 kickoff at Hard Rock Stadium against the Titans. Do you think it's a big double-digit win for our Miami Dolphins?
It better be so that people could talk very highly of them because they, you know, crapped the bed. That's going to be talked about.
You know, that's the thing. All year long, oh, they beat up on all the wimpy teams. Until they don't. And, like, I'm hoping that, you know, bubble doesn't burst. And all of a sudden on Monday night in front of the whole nation when everybody's watching with Hard Knocks, everything going on, you go lay an egg. I shouldn't have put that out in the universe, but I'm just saying. It's been miraculous that they have beat up on the teams that they're supposed to beat up on very consistently and done so very easily. So kudos to the Dolphins, Mike McDaniel, the whole staff. I believe they're going to be ready. I don't like the fact that Derrick Henry might be taking the air out of the ball a little bit. But nonetheless, oh, man, it's about Miller time. About to go. I got a little something for you, Vlad. And when I say a little something, I mean a beer. I'm not talking about other things that you and I often talk about. Although Sophie Tucker the other night. Whew, thank God no listeners saw me there.
By the way, I was upset that nobody even let me know that they were doing the, like, QAM was part of the Hard Rock, like, soft opening for the sports book.
Oh.
I see our beautiful salesperson, Lynette.
Lynette, love Lynette.
Lovely Lynette. I see Kenny. I see a lot of guys from our sister stations.
You got Hawk and Crowder out there.
Hawk and Crowder were there. Solana was there in my neck of the woods, and nobody gave us a shout out. Like, they were drinking, having a good time. Nobody mentioned anything.
We have a holiday party coming up at Funky Buddha on Tuesday, too.
I don't think we were allowed to mention the place or where it was going to be or anything like that.
It's a private party.
Yeah, well, you know, people, you know, there's some sickos out there.
Well, somebody's going to work.
People might want photography.
I'm pretty sure Crowder can defend himself. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, Crowder. But he's going to defend you?
I got myself. I got me. That's what we're going to leave on today. My cousin Vladimir Lewison. I am Dan Day. We'll be back one of these days. Just keep it tuned to all the social medias, 560 WQAM, at Dan Day Radio, at Vlad2078. We'll keep you posted. We'll get you going. And maybe one day we'll fix these mics. Hope you have a great weekend. See you at Basel. Vlad will see you with Al Pacino. Whatever they do is their business. And we will see you soon here on Sports Day 560 WQAM.
Later, Flood.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Lewison, I am Dan Day. Making it happen here. Thank you so much for joining us. Army Navy is next. And when I say go Army, I do have a reason for that. I'm not anti-Navy, but my uncle actually went to West Point, so I cheer for Army. Now, one of my godfather's sons went to Annapolis, so I got love for both schools. Of course, everybody's got love for Army Navy, but I'm an Army guy because my uncle went to West Point for a little while before he got kicked out of there. So congratulations. Thanks, Uncle John. And I'm go Army. You know, are you an Army or Navy guy, Vlad? Do you have a side? Are you go competitive game?
I'm Air Force.
Okay, there you go. Vlad, Mr. 98%, we got you, man.
Air Force.
Tonight, don't wear no black Air Force Ones when you go on out to this Scarface 40th anniversary party. You know Al Pacino going to be there, and you know Al Pacino's got a mound to pitch from. And I'm just saying. He's not Pusha T. Pusha Ton. Drop some hip-hop knowledge on right there.
Funny. That's pretty funny.
I'm going out to Art Basel or Art Basel. I call it Basel. I'm going to be probably hitting up some free drinks. Last night, it was champagne and orange juice for free.
Mimosas.
Oh, man. Talk about feeling it this morning, man. But I'm going to hopefully have something different to drink. But, I mean, those free drinks just keep flowing. You go look at art, you drink, you know, do something. I'm already dressed for it. I put some cologne on this morning. So that's going to be cool. Army-Navy tonight is the game.
No, it's the Army-Navy's in... We'll be in an hour.
Oh, I don't even know. I haven't slept
Lakers,
in 2 days.
Lakers, Pacers.
That was last weekend.
NBA in-season tournament.
I'm excited about
tonight.
That. Excited. Excited. Let's go Lakers.
Heisman Trophy will be announced tonight.
Let's go Jaden Daniels.
I think he should win it.
This year, like, I could see Michael. I would like to see Michael Penix win it also. I think, you know, he's been a great quarterback. He's been a great story. But Jaden Daniels is going to win.
Yeah, I think Jaden Daniels should win. And
if the Saints are listening, go ahead and draft him. Derek Carr, you're our guy for now.
And then what else we got? And then we got week 14 of the NFL season tomorrow.
It's going to be exciting. Of course, Dolphins are going to be playing Monday night. That is an 8:15 kickoff at Hard Rock Stadium against the Titans. Do you think it's a big double-digit win for our Miami Dolphins?
It better be so that people could talk very highly of them because if they, you know, crap the bed, that's going to be talked about.
You know, that's the thing. All year long, oh, they beat up on all the wimpy teams. Until they don't. And, like, I'm hoping that, you know, bubble doesn't burst. And all of a sudden on Monday night in front of the whole nation when everybody's watching with Hard Knocks, everything going on, you go lay an egg. I shouldn't have put that out in the universe, but I'm just saying. It's been miraculous that they have beat up on the teams that they're supposed to beat up on very consistently and done so very easily. So kudos to the Dolphins, Mike McDaniel, the whole staff. I believe they're going to be ready. I don't like the fact that Derrick Henry might be taking the air out of the ball a little bit. But nonetheless, oh, man, it's about Miller time. About to go. I got a little something for you, Vlad. And when I say a little something, I mean a beer. I'm not talking about other things that you and I often talk about, although Sophie Tucker the other night. Whew, thank God no listeners saw me there.
By the way, I was upset that nobody even let me know that they were doing the, like, QAM was part of the Hard Rock, like, soft opening for the sports book.
Oh.
I see our beautiful salesperson, Lynette.
Lynette, love Lynette.
Lovely Lynette. I see Kenny, I see a lot of guys from our sister stations.
You got Hawk and Crowder out there.
Hawk and Crowder were there. Solana was there in my neck of the woods, and nobody gave us a shout out. Like, they were drinking, having a good time. Nobody mentioned anything.
We have a holiday party coming up at Funky Buddha on Tuesday, too.
I don't think we were allowed to mention the place or where it's going to be or anything like that.
It's a private party.
Yeah, well, you know, people, you know, there's some sickos out there.
Well, somebody's going to work. People
might, you know, people might want photography.
I'm pretty sure Crowder can defend himself. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, Crowder. But he's going to defend you?
I got myself. I got me. I got me. That's what we're going to leave on today. My cousin Vladimir Lewison. I am Dan Day. We'll be back one of these days. Just keep it tuned to all the social medias, 560 WQAM, at Dan Day Radio, at Vlad2078. We'll keep you posted. We'll get you going. And maybe one day we'll fix these mics. Hope you have a great weekend. See you at Basel. Vlad will see you with Al Pacino. Whatever they do is their business. And we will see you soon here on Sports Day 560 WQAM.
Later, Flood.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.